the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Hey, here I am back in the woods. Welcome to the second hour of our show. James in Vancouver, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We lost you there for a while.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
No,
if you're okay.
What happened? Yeah, well, when the voice of a host comes back to you, and folks, this is going to be true in, you know, many of our media outlets, our, you know, seat of your pants efforts, you know, we're going to get cut off, strangled, choked out. So don't, when you lose the sound from one of your favorite radio hosts, or realize you've got engineers like the engineers at Republic Broadcasting scrambling to restore connections. They're doing that for you. So just hang in there. That's the part you can do, is hang in there. Don't get frustrated. But yeah, James, I'm okay. And it's not me doing the work. It's the engineers down there in Round Rock, Texas, which, by the way, folks, if you're not sending in some support to Round Rock, Texas, you're missing the boat. You need to find those Patriot outlets that you like the most, that you think are doing the best work. Support them. And this is, you know, we're fighting. It's for all the marbles now. There's no point in holding any reserve, or like, well, you know, I got to save up my money for a rainy day. I got to, you know, I got to make provision for what's going to happen 10 and 20 years from now. No, you don't. No, you don't. There isn't going to be any 10 or 20 years from now. It's happening. It's all happening right now. So you need to go all in. For the Texas Hold'em analogy, you need to go all in, ladies and gentlemen, right now. Because if we lose this, they don't intend for there to even be an election. I'm saying we got to hang on for 5 months until we win the House and the Senate on November 8th, 5 months from now. They know that, too. They know they're going to lose the Senate and the House if there's any kind of actual factual election. They know that. These are utterly evil people willing to incinerate the whole planet, willing to start World War III with either Red China or Russia. Are they going to have a problem? There's nothing beneath them. There's nothing too vile or evil for them. They relish this stuff. So how could they prevent an election? And I'll let you get to your point in a second here, James. But how will they prevent an election from ever even happening? If there's not an election and we don't get the House and the Senate back, folks, I think it's lights out after that. There won't be any Donald Trump. There won't be any 2024 victory. There will be CCP, Chinese Communist Party, coming to a theater near you and coming to your life and wrecking your life. How can they do that? Well, one is people like Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. Of course, they've got – you don't think they've got another virus lined up? You don't think they've got another scamdemic lined up, 2, 3, 4 of them backed up, each one worse than the one before? I think they do. And I think they have the means to launch it. So you could have a sickness that – you know, I've talked about this scamdemic. I've laughed at it. But they could have something up their sleeve that Kelso won't even laugh at. That'll be serious stuff. That'll have people dying, lots, millions of people dying. They may have that ready to go right now. That's one way they could stop an election. What's another way? And this is stuff they have readily at hand. How about World War III? Do you think there's going to be much of an election? Do you think you're going to be going down to your polling place? If there are mushroom clouds all over the American landscape, if radiation clouds are drifting down your street, you think you're going to be walking to your polling place and standing outside in the radioactive dust and debris? I don't think so. They could stop an election with World War III. And they've got two wars they could start, one with China, one with Russia. And if they really wanted to go for it, they could do both. And they could start World War III with Russia over Ukraine. They could start World War III with China and Taiwan. And then there are other ways they could make an election not happen. Another thing they can do is stealing the election, but I'm not going to go on and on about that. So, James, the microphone is yours. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, just to follow up what you're saying, for the last 2 years, they've been imploding our infrastructure, you see. And this is something that's absolutely obvious with these shortages and these lockdowns and wrecking people's businesses, family businesses, and what have you. And obviously they're doing it on purpose because they want to destroy America.
And, what you said is that's the thing you want to listen closely to, James, on folks out there, and all these radio hosts and these TV hosts who mistakenly, very wrongly, they say the Democrats don't know what they're doing. Janet Yellen doesn't know what she's doing. Joe Biden, they do know exactly. Yep. In fact, they know what they're doing better than James
Absolutely.
And I know. Of course they know.
Absolutely.
It's deliberate, folks. Every single thing, every last thing has been rehearsed, has been previewed, and it is all being done deliberately. And the more damaging it is, you know, there's this naive assumption that that good people like you, everybody in this audience, you're all good people. Naively, we assume, for much of my life, I assumed that the other guy is a nice person, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be fair. They're going to be honest. You can turn your back on them and you're not going to be murdered. You can, you know, when the light turns green, you can go. You know, they're not going to T-bone you in the intersection. But then now we're finding out.
Sure.
I had one of those. I went when the light was green, and the lady just she plowed right into my driver's side. I mean, just full speed. You know, she was texting or doing her mascara or something. It's shocking. Wait till it happens to you, folks. But yes, can we get T-boned today, tonight, tomorrow? Yes.
Yes.
So the. I'll tell you what. I mean, this is really, really. We're skating on really thin ice here, folks. And if we can hang on, take the Senate, take the House, take back enough of our country that we can prevent World War III, that don't buy the next scamdemic, stop them from promulgating it, get ourselves healthy enough to withstand whatever they do. You know, maybe, and Donald Trump coming into the picture, maybe we can claw our way back to some kind of a nation. You know, Donald Trump will just immediately start that oil drilling back up, immediately open those pipelines, immediately reverse everything the Democrats have done. But we may reach a tipping point. We may be like the Titanic, which after enough compartments had filled with water, the captain looked at his diagram of the ship and he said, there's nothing we can do, we're going down. And we may have filled that many compartments, but anyway, James, go ahead.
That was Hank, my hero.
Yeah,
he's one of my heroes, Hank. Did he do the song about his daddy? They say Hank was a mighty heavy drinker. I don't know, you remember that song?
Yeah, he did the whole catalog.
Right.
Yeah, he did the whole catalog.
Right.
It was wonderful. And my goodness, you know, and you know, so many are gone. You know, Waylon's gone, Johnny's
gone.
We lost
Waylon, yep.
Merle's gone. So, and I think of the giants, of the greats, Hank Jr. might be the last.
Yeah. Ernest Tubb.
Yeah,
Willie's I don't think can play anymore. Willie, he's still alive, I think, but he doesn't play.
Okay,
or he's having trouble.
Yeah,
he's Waylon and Willie, yeah, and Hank Williams Jr. Those guys used to get together, and you'd get a record right away.
Well, what amazed me about Hank Williams Jr. is sitting only, you know, feet away from him was his energy. He almost died as a young man in a mountain accident in Montana, and it was horribly. Right. He's had like dozens of surgeries to try to reconstruct his face and his scalp and everything. Yeah. His jaw, everything was broken, and he should be dead. And when he woke up in the hospital, he told the story. I saw a video where he said he was talking to Johnny Cash, and he said, "When I woke up in that hospital, there was somebody standing over my bed, and Johnny, it was you." And that's not the kind of thing you forget. He should be dead. But at 75, he's acting like a spring chicken, and he must be just running on spirit, just determination to live and to. And he, there's no question he's a patriot. He's one of us, no question about it.
Yeah.
But
well, you know, this is the thing. I think he's got the country means a lot and everything. So the environment of that concert must have been absolutely electric. Must have been. Just,
oh yeah, no.
You know.
We went through the two opening acts, and everybody stayed in their seat, and you know they were good country musicians and so on, very very good at their instruments and all that kind of. But then Hank Jr. came out, and everybody leaped to their feet, and we never sat down again till an hour and a half later when he was done.
Everyone was standing while he was playing. Is that what I'm getting?
The entire time, nobody ever sat down.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. People are screaming, yelling, singing along, waving their arms. You know, it was, you know, thousands of people going up into the bleachers in the arena there. And, you know, it was a sea of people that he was looking into. And it was, you're right. The atmosphere, the electricity, the power of it. There were times in the concert.
The way you're saying it, every minute was a standing ovation. Had to be, right?
Yes. Yes, no one ever sat down. After he walked out on the stage, no one ever sat down again.
Right.
And then when he walked off the stage, we were all screaming, you know, encore, encore, you know, more, more. And, you know, we were screaming and yelling for some time. He didn't come back out because he left so dramatically. It would be anticlimactic if he came back out. But, man, it was something. And but, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, going back to the political theme of today's show, and I love, you know, I'm kind of naming off people that I see as heroes right now. Stephen K. Bannon.
Yeah.
Boy, if you're listening out there, Steve Bannon, you are one hell of a thinker and one hell of a patriot. He was a naval officer, and he served on, what was his ship? He was on a destroyer. And he actually was in the Formosa Strait or the Taiwan Strait on a U.S. Navy destroyer. He is telling people, look, Ukraine is not the story. This is what they're doing, the bait and switch with you on Ukraine. The story is communist China. The only threat, the only threat. Vladimir Putin is zero threat to America. And they're using him as a boogeyman. They've been doing it ever since 2015. They've been using Vladimir Putin as the boogeyman, trying to prevent Donald Trump from doing what President Trump surely would have done. He would have, and I talked about it on this show. We were so prescient on this show. I said, you know what? We're going to have the love boats cruising between St. Petersburg and Miami, you know, and New York. Because Americans are going to be going to visit Mother Russia. Russians are going to be coming to visit fabulous land of freedom, America. And these two great European peoples are going to be doing what we should have been doing all along. You know, damn the Bolsheviks, how they cut us off from our own cousins in Russia. And this is the time. This was the time for these two great peoples who share so much. We share the civilization, you know, the people of Prokofiev are the same people as the people of Bach. You know, we are the same people, the same culture. Tolstoy and Dostoevsky, you know, they're just like Dickens and Melville. Everything about our civilizations are the same. We're the same genetically, culturally, and we've been divided by the Bolsheviks, and they're still doing it. They're still dividing Americans from Russians. Now, Donald Trump was going to end that. That's why it was so devilishly, perversely clever of Hillary Clinton and the demon rats and the rhinos to start up their chant, Donald Trump is in bed with Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump is Vladimir Putin's sock puppet. And so they, by so doing, Donald Trump had to keep his distance from Putin, keep his distance from Russia. So many opportunities were thereby lost. I don't know what Trump could have done differently. Let me play a little clip here for you, James, and then we're going to go to Charlie in Los Angeles. But let me play a little clip you'll appreciate. This is Donald Trump talking about Vladimir Putin when he was when Trump was president. Here's what he said. He said, I'm pulling this out of the Ron Unz article.
I hope that we do have good relations with Russia. I say it loud and clear. I've been saying it for years. I think it's a good thing if we have great relationships, or at least good relationships with Russia. That's very important. And I believe someday that will happen. It's a big country. It's a nuclear country. It's a country that we should get along with. And I think we will eventually get along with Russia.
Well, see, I hope that. Now, that's what, and you can hear it as well as I can, James. Right. He was saying, you know, not I hope we'll get along with Russia. He was going to make that happen as soon as he could wade through the BS of the Russia hoaxers. And that's why they had to get rid of him for a second term, because that's what he would have done. And that's what he will do when we elect him for the third time in 2004. He will, in fact, do that. The love boat will start steaming back and forth between Russia and the American and the Russian people.
Yeah, well, the deep state deliberately drove a wedge between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. That's absolutely true. And what you have now, what Steve Bannon is talking about is the strategic situation of the South China Sea and how our sea lanes can be blocked by China. I think this is what he's alluding to, that that's why that will be a big crisis area. It's a crisis area right now, but this is the strategy for China to take over the South China Sea. And they claim all this ocean south of Guangdong province, all the way down to the Philippines. They claim that as theirs, and that they have the right to manage who goes through and who doesn't. And I think this is a serious situation that Steve Bannon's talking about.
And Steve Bannon goes way beyond that, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what this is the message. He's trying to get this message out to the American people. It's not just they're going to capture the South China Sea. It's not about any finite thing they're going to win or take. It's not even about they're going to take Taiwan, as catastrophic as that would be for us. Bannon points to the Chinese Communist Party conferences and the hierarchy of this most evil group of killers in the history of the world, who are killing millions of people right now. They are killing. They are live organ harvesting Uyghurs in their concentration camps right now. He said what they intend to do is not just grab little things here and there. They intend to crush America. And they say it. If we only just listen to the translations of Mandarin, they intend to crush America. They intend to destroy your life, ladies and gentlemen. They want your town. They want your farmland. They don't want you. They don't want to trade with you. They want you dead. That is their plan, that you and I and James in Vancouver and Charlie in Los Angeles coming up, we will all be murdered. We will be killed. Our economy will be destroyed. We will be turned into slaves. That is the Chinese plan for us. They have the same plan for us that they have for the Chinese people. And they appear to have moved into execution mode. Well, hey, James, let me take this break.
Okay.
I appreciate your calling, brother. And we'll go to Charlie in Los Angeles right after this.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
And I'm hoping Charlie is with us as well. Charlie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jamie.
You know, hey, thank you.
I got an article. I got an article here from the Wall Street Journal in 2018 that says Trump wants Europe to buy U.S. gas, but Russia is in the way.
Okay.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, what we got now is we've got a war over there in Ukraine, and we are basically under the Biden administration forcing our allies not to buy gas from Russia. Okay,
correct.
And now the Europeans are going to buy liquefied natural gas from the United States. So I mean, this it's like this squabble goes back even deep into the Trump administration. Where,
no, it doesn't.
You know,
no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
What, the Wall Street Journal's lying?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a default position. If it's printed in the Wall Street Journal, okay, they're lying. That is not a truthful rag. That's part of the global empire. And what Trump, from long before he started running for president, he was aware we must get along with Russia. Now, what the communists in America and the rhinos in the Republican Party did is that they forced Trump to not show any friendliness to Vladimir Putin. If he sent a birthday card to Vladimir Putin, that would prove, that would be on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump, Trump and Putin sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. So he couldn't do anything. They had him hamstrung. And the when he gets back in to the White House, if we get there, he will in fact do the extend that friendship. Let me read something that you'll appreciate. Paul Craig Roberts, a great supporter of Donald Trump. Paul Craig Roberts just published this article. Let me read it. He says, "How many more red lines can be crossed before Armageddon arrives?" And what does Paul Craig Roberts mean by Armageddon? He means your death, Charlie, and mine in a nuclear war. Not you know, like something going off Vietnam, you know, and you read about it in the paper and, you know, you see some guy comes home with a missing leg. No. You get to be incinerated. Here's what he writes. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe published on April 15th, 2016, more than 6 years ago, a report on the torture of Donbass Russians by the Ukrainian military and police forces. These are savage. The Ukrainian police are savages. The report documents horrendous torture, and it was done out of racial hatred of Russians. You can read the report here. Few Westerners, being so poorly educated, are aware that Western Ukraine fought for Nazi Germany during World War II. When Washington overthrew the Ukrainian government in 2014, we overthrew the elected government, the CIA did, just as they did in Syria also, Washington installed a Nazi government. Now, this is Paul Craig Roberts reporting here, folks. This is a very even-handed, level-headed guy. There's nothing, no wild-eyed reporting from Paul Craig Roberts. He's as cool a cucumber as you will ever find, and as well as intelligent. The Nazi government in Ukraine shelled the Russian residents of the two breakaway Donbass republics for 8 years while Washington and NATO trained and equipped a Ukrainian army to retake the breakaway republics. And let me add here to that, Charlie. During that period, did Vladimir Putin send in troops or arms to the Russian-speaking people of Western Ukraine or Eastern Ukraine? No, he didn't. He didn't. He showed incredible, even excessive restraint. He didn't cross the border at all. The Donbass region, always a part of Russia, was put into the Ukrainian province of the Soviet Union by the Soviet government for administrative reasons, as was Crimea by Khrushchev in the 1950s. He was a Ukrainian. When the U.S. overthrew the Ukrainian government and installed an anti-Russian government, that's Zelensky and his predecessors, the residents of Crimea and Donbass, being Russians, broke away and voted overwhelmingly to be reunited with Russia. The Kremlin accepted Crimea but made the strategic blunder of rejecting Donbass, thus resulting in the extreme murder and torture of Donbass Russians for 8 years before the Kremlin was forced to intervene by Russian public opinion and by the appearance of a 150,000-man American-trained Ukrainian army and Nazi militias on the Donbass border. And this is, there's no overstatement here, folks. It's not Nazis being used as like an exaggerated term. These are Nazis with swastikas on their arms and tattoos of Adolf Hitler on their chest. It is this army and Nazi militias that the Russian army has been exterminating in Donbass during the last several months. The Western media reports of Ukrainian victories show the total absence of integrity and respect for truth that damns Western journalism. It's all lies. Wall Street Journal, all of them lying. Now stay there, Charlie. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
And we're back, folks, and we got Charlie on the line in Los Angeles. And Charlie, I'm going to skip down here. Paul Craig Roberts is such a brilliant writer. I wonder if he's in the, where is he? Maybe he's in the panhandle of Florida now. But he writes long articles, well-researched. Look him up, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have Paul Craig Roberts on your list of favorites, your bookmarks, put him there. Anyway, I'm skipping way down in this long article about on Ukraine. And let me just give you the flavor of it here. He says, as horrendous as it is that the quote, in ironic quotes, free West underwrites and diplomatically supports torture of Russians by Ukrainians, while the despicable Western media covers it up, this horror pales in significance compared to the extraordinary decision of the White House idiot to place in Ukraine's hands missiles capable of hitting targets in Crimea, the traditional home of Russia's Black Sea naval base. Instead of reporting the truth, the scum Western media report fake news of rapes and looting by Russian soldiers, the most disciplined army in the world. Let that sink in, folks. The Ukrainians, or perhaps the CIA, have been exposed filming fake battle scenes in which allegedly Russian troops are shown fleeing from combat. The filming is so sloppy that the director's instructions for the staged act are included, and the film crew is itself filmed, indicating that it is a film production and that there is no danger in the situation. I'm skipping way down here further. He says, if Ukraine uses U.S. weapons to invade Russia, then under existing international law, the U.S. will be a participant in that invasion. We're already there, folks. Russia would have a good case that participation, for that matter. He says, I'm skipping down. Then there will exist from that moment, we're there, a hot war between Russia and America. Now listen most closely to this. This is how Paul Craig Roberts, one of the great thinkers of our time, he says, the loser in any hot war between Russia and America, now think about this. Nobody on your TV set, folks, is saying this. But you need to think it. What will the loser, I'll ask you this, Charlie, what if one side in a hot war between Russia and America realizes it's losing and it's about to be overwhelmed, what is that loser going to do? Go nuclear.
Nuclear war is the least of my worries between these two countries. I think the biggest worry I got is
let's not get off money. That's a strange thought.
Just follow the money.
No, Charlie.
The money. Who's getting all the money?
Charlie.
The oil companies.
Nuclear war is
disgusting.
Okay, hey, Charlie.
Yeah, it is the least of my worries. Nuclear war.
Okay, well, you've got a big problem.
The normies.
Okay.
You know, the normies worry about nuclear war. Okay. I don't.
Charlie, we heard you the first five times. You said you're not worried about nuclear war. I feel sorry for you, buddy. Now let me finish with Paul Craig Roberts, who's a better thinker than you are. Okay. And knows more in his little pinky than you will ever know. He says this. He says, the loser in any hot war between Russia and America. So let's say there are exchanges of missiles, bombs, et cetera, but not nuclear yet. The loser in any hot war between Russia and America will escalate the conflict to a nuclear war in order to avoid becoming conquered by the other side. That would be not only World War III, but a nuclear World War III, and would destroy all of the allies of each side and would severely contaminate even neutral countries and end globally in a nuclear winter, which would possibly, now listen to this, Charlie, think about it. This guy knows more than you do, okay? Would possibly end all life as it has existed on this planet. End all life, a nuclear winter, a blackout, the sun not penetrating the clouds for a century, crops dying, animals, everything dying, no industry or transportation of any kind running, pretty much the bulk of the population of the world dying, and the rest of them, the survivors, wishing they had died. That's what a nuclear war between a Russia with 6,000 nuclear warheads launched in every conceivable way and America with a comparable number. Those warheads, one Russian nuclear submarine, and there are plenty of nuclear submarines, Russian submarines off of California, the Gulf, and the Atlantic right now. One of those submarines can destroy every American major city. One of those submarines can launch 20 nuclear missiles with 10 multiple reentry vehicles on each one, 200 nuclear devices, take out each of them taking out an entire city. That's what we're facing. That's the insanity that we are facing. We must have peace, and Donald Trump understands that. We must have peace between Russia and America. And then to bring the point home further, Vladimir Putin is not an evil man. He's not the devil that the media is portraying him as. He's in fact a great leader, hugely admired within Russia. You are not, ladies and gentlemen, you are getting pure bullshit from your media about Vladimir Putin's reputation within Russia. He is loved in Russia. He stands in stadium. He is loved in Russia. But we do have an enemy that you don't hear about. Communist China, the Chinese Communist Party, they want you dead. Vladimir Putin doesn't want you dead. He doesn't want war against you or with you. He would like to trade with America. He would like the two nations, and both Trump and Putin understand this. And the enemies of America, the communist bastards who run our country, they understand this. The Chinese Communist Party understands it. You appear to understand it, Charlie. And they want America and Russia at odds with each other. They want us at war with each other, because who picks up the pieces? Who doesn't mind a nuclear winter? Who can spare? Who can lose a billion people and still be have more people than we do? China. China, the nation whose rivers are putrid, whose air is choking, whose soil is sterile and stripped, with over a billion, 1.3 billion people. They have all of our industry. They have all of our money, more or less. They want us dead and destroyed. They don't want to just do an incremental expansion into the South China Sea or take over Taiwan. They want to destroy America, destroy Japan, destroy European civilization. And they have to do that, because these are the most sadistic, evil people in the history of the world. More scores of millions of human beings have been tortured to death. I mean, right now, as we speak, and as Charlie doesn't worry about World War III, there are live, young, healthy people in China who are being bent over a surgical table, anesthetized. They're having their hearts, their lungs, their kidneys, their livers cut out of young live people and sold to American SOBs, globalists who will pay anything for those organs. That is happening right now. That is the worst, most evil crime ever in the history of the world. And nobody's talking about it. Those are those people who will do that, will do anything to any of us. And they want that those young people whose organs they take out living. Imagine the person goes on the operating table completely healthy. You want it for an organ donor. You don't want an old sick person. You want to get $1 million for that or those organs. Xi Jinping makes money doing this. And more importantly for him, it's not the money that he makes. It's the evil. It's he gets to show his fangs. He gets to cut open this young person and take out their heart. Take out their eyeballs and their corneas, their skin. Take all of their skin and sell it. That is pure evil power. That is Red China. And that is who we face. That is who Joe Biden, when Red China surrounds Taiwan with their new aircraft carriers, their thousands of jets operating on technology stolen from America by the stupid SOBs that bring all these Chinese engineering students into all of our universities, the departments of which are littered. They are riddled with Chinese, and every single Chinese engineering student in the U.S., and there are a third of a million of them. Every single one of them is here with only the express permission of the Chinese Communist Party. If you are a Chinese engineering student, you cannot be in an American university unless you have had your personnel file reviewed by the Chinese Communist Party, which has your mother, your father, your siblings, your cousins, all captive in China. If you act up or speak out in your time in an American university, stealing everything we've got, you will be a Chinese secret police team will smuggle, put you in the back of a car and have you transported back to Red China. And possibly into that live organ donation program faster than you can say Jack Sprat. That's what we're dealing with. These are not nice people. They are destroying and murdering the Chinese people. They have to continue. They don't become nice people. If you are that evil, you don't stop your killing spree. You don't turn into a good boy scout after you've done that much killing. You have to keep going. And you can't stand to have a free Hong Kong adjoining, because that exposes what you are. You can't have a free Taiwan. That exposes, or Japan. That exposes your evil. You must conquer those people that are free. You must destroy freedom. You must destroy, above all, America. You must buy up, take the money that you've stolen from America, that George Bush shipped over there, and Bill Clinton, and the most favored nation World Trade Organization status that Bill Clinton and the crappy Bush family donated to Red China, which America, when I was a boy, we called it Red China. And trade with Red China was against the law, because we Americans recognized these were evil, sadistic people. You don't trade with evil, sadistic people. You cut them off. You bar all such trade. You do not ship your money to them. You do not let them make all your computers and all of your machinery. You don't ship all your factories over there. You don't let your greedy, greedy businessmen invest your... Do you know where the retirement funds with trillions of dollars of American workers are invested in where? Red China. They're financing Red China. And Red China doesn't mess around. They're not interested in poetry and basket weaving. They are building things we no longer are able to build. That's where we're headed, folks. I've mentioned this on this show earlier, and this is a number. You need to let it sink in. Red China every year graduates 10 times the engineers America graduates. Now, engineers are the people that make things, build things. They're not poets or basket weavers. They have 10 times the number of engineers we have. Now, that applies to everything else, chemists, biologists, everything else. The engineers are emblematic. The Chinese not are taking over, they have taken over. They own us. And it will be a miracle if Donald Trump can work our way out of the jam that we're in. And we will have to play hardball. When Donald Trump comes back into the House, no more White House, no more bullshit from the left. We need to dismiss them, jeer at them, and get on with building our country and saving our country. No more mousing around, no pussyfooting with these weirdos that run our public schools. We need to take America back and make it American again. And those that are older, like myself, like Donald Trump, we remember when America was American. All this BS about gender. What the hell? Where the hell did this? What Marxist cesspool did this come out of? This wasn't inevitable. This didn't have to happen. We didn't have to regress and revert to inanity and imbecility. We didn't have to act like morons. Men can be men. Women can be women. That's how our people have been for thousands of years. This BS that we're living under right now has to be flushed. And the people pushing it, they need to be out of the way. We need to take our country back. That's what the Trump revolution is about. That's what the Trump phenomenon is about. The fact that this man, Donald Trump, realized this, and he realized it in a comprehensive way. He realizes it in the same way that Paul Craig Roberts realizes it, in the same way that Stephen K. Bannon realizes it, in the same way that Peter Navarro realizes it, who was just arrested and frog marched and handcuffed by the FBI. You might as well call them the Chinese secret police. You take Peter Navarro, Donald Trump's intimate close advisor, his top advisor on trade in China, and he's handcuffed by the pukes in the FBI, this great patriot. Meanwhile, this Sussman and these criminals, what punishment has been meted out to any left-winger in America? Name one left-wing commie rat who has been sent to jail for treason. They are committing treason by the thousands. All of the action, all of the lying about Donald Trump, the Ukraine impeachment, the Russia impeachment, the hoaxes, all of it treasonous. Life in prison would be a lenient sentence for the people like James Comey and Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok, who committed acts of treason. But Peter Navarro, he's handcuffed by the FBI for refusing a subpoena from Nancy Pelosi. And Liz Cheney, for refusing a subpoena, an illegal subpoena, an outrageous subpoena. Anyway, Tom in Utah, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Why don't you take over the microphone while I wipe the beads of sweat from my brow?
Well, I wanted to talk to you. Do you think that China wants to occupy Chernobyl, America? You get what I'm saying there?
Well, I can answer. I think I hear where you're going. Tell me if I'm missing it. I think first and foremost for the Chinese Satanists, the Chinese devils, first and foremost is that good people like you and me must die. That's first and foremost.
Why not to exercise suicide?
Well,
that'll work.
Okay. Well,
I want to wreck the infrastructure.
No, but see, I think you're skipping to in other words, if they can have their cake and eat it too, if they can have their druthers, you know, have you and me and everybody, all the patriots dead and gone, okay, and as a cherry on top, they could waltz into America and everything would be intact and all the goodies would be lying about ready for them to scoop up. Yeah, they would prefer that, of course. But, you know, I mean, what else is new?
They can't be that stupid.
No. Well, they are that evil. They have the cleverness.
Evil, that's why they're going to be very intelligent about it.
They're going
to
be
they
very
don't
focused.
They want to wreck all the resources that America represents.
Well,
so the best way to
do.
Take care of the problem is to allow Americans to simply be, how do you say, denied their medication, given toxin
food. Yes, if they can win, yeah. If they can win without firing a shot, of course they would prefer that.
Yeah.
Okay, of course they would prefer that.
That's the intelligent way.
Okay, well, but see, the more important thing that I want to drive home to people, not you, because you realize this, the more important thing for them is winning. Not like, do we win? Do we get all the marbles? The important thing is that we lose. The patriots, the Americans, the people. You see, what we believe in, freedom, they hate that. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, Western civilization, Renaissance man, all of that we Westerners created, that is our contribution to the universe. They hate all of it, and they must expunge it because it is anathema to them. It is oil and water. The two cannot exist. This town isn't big enough for those two things to coexist side by side. They know that. They know it far better than we do. We have had entertained the George Bush fantasy that you can get along. Can't we just all be friends? No, we can't. The communists know that. Our system has to be eradicated. They cannot be friends with the Tibetans. They have to eradicate them. They cannot be friends with the Hong Kongers. They have to eradicate Hong Kong. So they know this. And what the American people need to realize is that any kind of pretty scenario where you don't die is not in the cards for them. There is no pretty scenario where you will continue driving your SUV, you will continue owning your three-bedroom home, your children will do well in school and have nice careers. No, that's gone. Folks, this is the first time in history that you're looking at a sort of black death that will take everything that you've lived for, take it away and destroy it utterly. That is what the Chinese, and only the Chinese, the Russians don't want to do this to us. Vladimir Putin doesn't have any plans to do this to us. He's part of Western civilization. He has the same aspirations we do. Russia is not communist. Communism was overthrown, not by America, by the valiant Russian people who overthrew the Bolsheviks. Russia today is a nationalist nation. It is a nation, a traditional nation. They are protecting their institutions and their ways. That's not communism. It's the opposite of communism. Putin is our natural ally. And America, with our, I don't know how many of us are actually real Americans, but let's say there are 200 million real Americans in America. And there, let's say there are 120 or 50 real Russians in Russia. That gives us 350 to 400 million people with a huge technology and power that we built up historically. We can stand those two peoples, Russia and America, two very strong peoples, not dissolute. They can stand against a communist China. And the hope, ladies and gentlemen, let me get to the hopeful point. The hope is not that we somehow survive being beaten by China. We won't. The hope is that we, there are three people in this battle. They're the Russians, the great white people of Russia, the Americans, the overwhelmingly great white American people, and who is our ally against the Chinese Communist Party? I'll let you name it. What's our ally, Tom? The Russians, the Americans, plus, this is the big X.
We have become useless because we have revealed the chink in our armor.
Well, wait a minute. Let me answer the question. Before we lose the question.
James.
The Russians. No, hang on.
James, when we
the great ally.
The
no,
Chinese
I have to put
made
this in.
Mask, we exposed our chink.
Okay, but we'll get to that. But the ally is the Chinese.
Made in China.
People.
We put it on our face.
But hang on. Get to my thought here. We Americans, plus our friends, the Russian people, plus the Chinese people, can beat the hell out of the Chinese Communist Party. We can overthrow the Chinese Communist Party in China. China can become a free country, like Russia, like America, both like we could be or we should be. China can become a normal, healthy nation. India is an example. India is a normal nation. India is not trying to destroy or conquer. It's not a bunch of sadists and killers. India is, in fact, we could ally with India. But Russia plus America plus the Chinese people can beat the stuffing out of the tyrants, the killers of the Chinese Communist Party. And we can do it. That's why I'm so enthusiastic about Falun Gong, which is the social society of Chinese people fighting against communism around the world and in their motherland. Tom, thank you for calling. Thank everybody for listening. We'll continue the fight next Sunday. See you then.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
WBEN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.